The class of 2008 graduated from the U.S. Military Academy over the weekend. As always, the ceremony ended with the entire class being sworn into the Army as second lieutenants. Commentator John Feinstein has this to say about two of those West Point graduates.
Even though they took the same oath on Saturday, Caleb Campbell and Mike Vitti are not the same as the rest of their classmates. They're football players. In late April, Campbell, a linebacker, was chosen in the last round of the NFL draft by the Detroit Lions. Vitti, who was not drafted, was signed as a free agent by the Buffalo Bills. Both will be given a chance to make those teams this summer because of a three-year-old program called the Army Alternative Service Option Program. In English, that means if you're good enough to play in the NFL, you don't have to worry about being deployed overseas. Since April, Campbell and Vitti have been called shirkers, deserters, and cowards because they want to play football. Those calling Campbell and Vitti names are not only wrong, they're uninformed and unfair. To begin with, both are long shots to make their teams, and if they don't, they will be subject to deployment just like everyone else. More important, neither asked for this. When they went to West Point, the option program didn't exist. They signed up with the country at war, assuming they would spend 5 years of active duty after graduation. The program, by the way, isn't just for football players. Three other recent graduates, two baseball players and one hockey player, are in it already. No one complained about them, but because of football's visibility, partisans of Navy and Air Force are accusing Army of trying to gain an advantage in football recruiting. Instead of complaining, Navy and Air Force should copy the Army program. It can only be good for the academies when the rare athlete who graduates from there has a chance to play a professional sport. The Navy and the Naval Academy never had a better recruiter than Hall of Fame basketball player David Robinson, who served 2 years of stateside duty before joining the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA. It appears now that the opposite is going to happen. Sources at West Point report that the Army is going to drop the program because of the public pressure. It isn't as if Campbell and Vitti will be the only Academy graduates not deployed, and they still have an obligation to serve as Army recruiters for at least 2 years. Vitti, by the way, was regimental commander this semester, one of the leaders of the senior class. Both Campbell and Vitti have been ready to go to war if called since the day they arrived at West Point. One more thing. It isn't surprising that Campbell and Vitti's strongest supporters are their former teammates in Army and most of their classmates. But lined up right behind them are those who play football and have played football at Navy and Air Force. Campbell and Vitti deserve our support and our cheers, just like the rest of their classmates.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Living on the Black, Two Pitches, Two Teams, and One Season to Remember.